Now, we haven't touched on this. It's an issue that occurred on Sunday at the SCG, the booing of Ginnivan. Mm. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Is there a group of fans who should be more sensitive to booing than the Sydney Swans fans? Is there a group of fans out there that should be more sensitive than they?
Yes, I understand where you're coming from with the whole Indigenous issues surrounding...
Well, their own player, Adam Goods, got booed week after week after week, and you know, they're up in arms about that. But then they feel the need to boo a 19-year-old kid out there who his crime is that he's ducked a few times when he's been tackled. That's his crime.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game, isn't it? It's
ridiculous.
It's your attitudes to booing. Can you have good-natured booing?
Yeah, you can.
I'm not talking about Adam Goods, by the way. Good-natured booing or bad. You know, Patrick Cripps got booed by Melbourne supporters, which is funny, I thought. He had nothing. All he did was try and play footy and got off. So the Melbourne – and by the way, Melbourne fans didn't have their heart in it. It was just
it was a half-hearted boo.
As opposed to a boo.
They got halfway into the boo and then they decided, hang on a minute, why are we booing?
I did
why
find it strange, and this is not a crack at Channel Whisp, but
oh, this will be.
No, it's not. Alistair Nicholson, who was the
commentator on Sunday with BT,
so they cut to a shot of Ginnivan on the bench, and that shot must have gone up on the screen, right? Mm. I imagine. Mm. I think this is what happened. So, the booing started. So then Alistair said the same thing you and I said. Ah, oh, this is just, you know, then they cut away to whatever, another shot. This is not good enough. And how can you be booing a 19-year-old kid, you know, da, da, da. So they went back to another shot of him
and
started booing him again.